God, it's Jesse here, with Keith, Hamda, all the Keith and the Girl listeners. You ready? Okay, good. Jesus, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Really, that was beautiful. I got nervous at first, like, what the fuck are you dragging me into? But that was a sweet prayer.
There you go. Yeah.
I think God really did just speak to him just then.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody. This is Keith and the Girl. We, of course, are here with Jesse, like he told you. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact live with us. I want to cover this right away. Yesterday, we were mentioning the girl that died, and that she called us.
Oh, yeah, Coconut's friend. Coconut's what? Special friend.
Somebody called you and then they died?
She called us.
It's like the ring.
It's like the ring. Yeah, exactly right. Did you know if you call that phone number, you're going to die?
She called us. It was, I think, at this point, at least a year ago, possibly 2 years ago.
Back in 2006, May 25th to be exact.
Holy shit.
Here's what I'll just I'll just play a part from that show. You know, yesterday we didn't have any time. We heard the news as the show was going on. But now, of course, I had time to find the clip. This first phone call is this guy named Coconut defending, or rather just lambasting me for loving the work that they do on To Catch a Predator. Then you'll hear a little commentary by us, and then it goes into the call of a little girl calling to defend this asshole. And then, to cut to 2 years later, this girl's dead because she killed herself. She's messing around with a noose. That's what this dude's saying.
Yeah, she messed around with a noose while being sexual. He didn't say if by herself or not.
Or if it was necessarily deliberate.
But it was 2 hours before she saw him, which I thought was weird. Like, he knew exactly when she died and exactly when he left, and he had to mention it. And,
he also had,
I wasn't there,
He had to mention he wasn't there. He also had to mention his friends. He's giving updates on the forums. Well, his friends say she was into weirder shit and actually that it was deliberate, so... Okay. Mm. All right.
On the forums?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This, you know, if one of my close friends died, I don't know that that's where I would need to report it.
That would be your first outlet?
Yeah, and that's my forums.
Well, he moved on. He's saying, this bitch is crazy. Anyway, here's his calls first.
You know what, Keith? You won't give it up on this Dateline To Catch a Predator. You know what? These guys are not predators. They're just men going out online. They want sex. They're horny. So what? Okay, so 14-year-old girl, 15-year-old girl wants to talk to him. Fine. You know what? Sex is a consensual act. You know.
Oh my God, I was half defending him yesterday because I totally forgot, and that's why Keith, you got so mad.
I was furious.
Oh my God, that is such a weird statement to say. That's bizarre. He was 20 and banging a 16-year-old.
Consensual.
Yeah. Weird.
Shouldn't matter. 13, 14, 15. Ask Hemda, whatever her name is. Hemda. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Please take my point seriously. My name's kind of, I knew that. I'm sorry.
14, 15, did you not know what you were doing? Yeah, legally, you're illegal to have sex. But you know, did you not know what you were doing? If some 30, 40-year-old guy said, do you want to have sex? Did you not know what that meant?
Is that how old this guy is? Like,
that's what we thought.
Hypothetically, if some 34-year-old guy in a mustache who's calling into a podcast in his mom's basement were to...
He does say more than once, you know, fucking girls that are 13 is okay. Where's he getting this number from?
Hey, Federal Bureau of Investigation, we got a tape for you.
That's absolutely what happened. We got calls from a cop.
Did you really?
FBI, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice.
They gave us all this information you have on this guy. Nicely, you know, they didn't act like we're implicated in any way.
Are you being taken advantage of? You know what? Sex is consensual. If you guys check with the girl, she says yes, it should not matter. These are not predators. They're not bad people. You know, and it's bullshit that you guys just keep going off on it. The news keeps going off on it. And this is absolute entrapment by the police or whoever. But if a 14-year-old girl went up to you, Keith, and showed you her whatever, and got you all riled up, you'd probably do some things that you wouldn't do under normal circumstances, too. And you know what? You'd go to jail. And it's not your fault, and it's not their fault either. All right? That's all I have to say right now. I'm going to press the pound sign for more options, because I've never pressed the pound sign for more options. I want to know what it says. All right?
I'm going to wrap this up with a joke.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to defend pedophiles, and then I need a zinger to close out. What a douche.
The pound sign puts you in the slammer, by the way.
So we talked about...
So this is you know, our little commentary back 2 years ago.
It's yesterday, and then the forums are now... Our forums, keepmygirl.com/forums, are blowing up. And this guy actually signed up to our forums after this. I don't know if he signed up before and now he's just posting, but it was his first post after we played this.
Unfortunately, there are many people out there called child abusers that get off my liking little boys and girls in their basement.
They give
a bad name to pedophiles who are child lovers and just want to spend time with kids.
Ew. Oh, my God. Ew.
Huh?
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, that was my same response.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a fucking one-trick pony, woman.
So let me tell you
what's weird about that, honestly. Like, I'll forget that I've responded to something, and a lot of the stuff that we say now is really being recorded, and I really do respond consistently, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but I think it means we stand behind what we say. Yeah. I'll listen to an old show or something, and then some guest will say something, and I'll think in my head, like, oh, man, I should have said this. And then I hear more, and I go, I did.
Yeah,
I did say that. Good job, me.
And time with kids.
We're not getting any better.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Okay. So I'm thinking, you know, oh, that's what I was going to say. So at the end of his call, I'm like, you know what? Everybody's telling you that you're wrong, like in 14-year-olds. And by the way, we said he was 34. I heard him saying 30 or 40. So he's probably
like 35, right. 40.
Oh, that's
so anyway. We said at the end, like, we're all telling, society is telling you you're wrong at something.
Not even just society, just instinctually, you should know that it's not okay.
But he doesn't have that instinct.
I understand
obviously.
That, but genuinely, it's not even just society. You just fuck.
Okay, but we're all telling you. So now I'm saying, look it up. Look up, you know, people that come in groups and talk about this, you know? I wasn't saying, you know, go to jail, you're a fucking pervert. We actually entertained the thought on yesterday's show.
Right.
And then today, I get these highly disturbing calls.
All right, here's the deal, Keith. I just got done listening to a clip where one of my very close friends called and left a message, and you called him stuff such as weirdo, and you called him creepy, and nowhere in his message did I hear him talking about molesting children. Hold on, I'll let you hear. Give you a little refresh of what it was that I listened to.
She sounds like a child.
You know what, Keith? You won't give it up on the same
line. This is a call within a call within a call.
This is Shakespeare shit.
What the fuck is going on here? This is like the end of Reservoir Dogs. We're listening to a show of a show of a show.
You know what, Keith? You won't give it up on the state line to catch a predator. You know what? These guys are not predators. They're just men going out online. They want sex. They're horny. So what? Okay, so 14-year-old girl, 15-year-old girl wants to talk to them? Fine.
She's doing that.
Yeah, and so what? And so forth, okay?
She's so intelligent.
I have to say that I completely agree with them, actually. It is consensual sex, okay?
Do you hear what a little child she sounds like?
I don't know what your little girlfriend was talking about.
When she talks, just in general, she has a baby voice, and then she's like, consensual sex. baby.
And yes, at the age, I don't know
what... It's not rape if they bring you balloons.
Your little girlfriend was talking about her younger brother's first experience. Maybe he's retarded or something because...
And his brother might be retarded.
Wow.
I met him. Which one does she mean? She means Michael, right?
She means Michael. We talked about my brother's first time. Like, first time ever coming on the show. Like, he was with a neighbor, and he's never done anything to himself. And he thought he was going to pee because she was touching
him. Yeah. You told me that.
So,
I remember this.
And all 13.
He almost ejaculated in her.
He would have if he, like, he didn't even know what sex was at that time. He didn't know put penis, like, insert in there. Had he known that, he would have got her pregnant for sure.
And she's saying 13 years is old enough to fuck because you do know what you're doing. Don't go by him as retarded brother.
I have to say that 13, at 13, you should know what sex is. But, I mean, if you look at, if you look how young, and what's weird is that this coconut guy doesn't remember when he was 13. When I was 13,
You don't think this is Miss
You know why
South
he doesn't
Carolina?
Remember when he was 13? Because he's blocked it out.
Mm.
Because awful shit happened to him when he was 13.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Experience. Maybe he's retarded or something because when I was 14 and all my other friends, we knew what it was. I'm sure at the age of around...
When I was 14, 2 years from now.
You know what? Not everybody's uncle teaches them what sex is.
Right. 12 or 13, when you're going into middle school, you have health classes, and they teach you everything about that stuff. So obviously, you're going to know, okay?
So. And your retarded brother's defending himself. I was 10!
I'm not sure about you, but yeah.
All right, that's the first call.
That is so creepy.
I genuinely love how the octave of her voice changed when she said consensual sex.
Uh-huh.
I love how she knows the word consensual sex. Why is she calling her sex consensual?
She almost whispered it. The octave of her voice changed when she said consensual.
Yeah, it's like somebody taught her, hey, by the way, this is consensual.
He talked her into...
Yeah, and my good friend, you as a 16-year-old have a good friend.
You don't have to be a psychologist to get these calls. Here's the second one.
Hello, Keith. This is the same person that just called concerning you tearing my friend apart over his message that he left. Just ignore my last message because I didn't know what I was going to say before I dialed the number. Didn't know how I was going to support
That's fair. Me. You call the show, you get a little nervous, a little yappy. You don't mean everything you're saying.
You defend sexual predators.
You defend getting...
We've all done that.
Right.
Yeah. Who hasn't called into a fucking radio show and defended sexual predators?
You want them to like you?
Yeah.
I understand. So now she has her wits about her.
Side. But here's the deal. A of all, I don't know where you come off saying...
Hey, this is A of all, by the way.
My friend is creepy because of his voice. And I don't know where you got the fact that he was talking about molesting children, because I don't know about you, but I didn't hear him say one word about molesting children, okay? He was talking about the fact that whatever, despite your age, you are consensually having these affairs. You know, the girl is having consensual sex. She is agreeing, you know, yeah, okay, I will have sex with you. And you know what? At 14 or 15 or whatever, they do actually know. Actually, you know, I'm 16. When I was 14, when I was 13 and 14 and 15, me and my friends, we knew what was going on.
You think she's looking down from heaven right now going, Jesus Christ, me. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I'm an idiot.
I knew about all this stuff, mainly because you get into middle school and you take a thing called health education, and it teaches you about all that shit. It teaches you about fucking and shit like that.
Health class for 13 years old teaches you fucking and shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it taught you
when to let go of the noose.
And I have to agree with every word that my friend said. And
she doesn't want to, but she has to.
Right, he's mad.
I have to agree with every word that she says, or he will do awful things to me.
Not going to jail for anything.
Oh, here we go.
And
she's laying down the law, so to speak.
No, he's not going to jail for anything. That won't be happening. I won't let it happen. But my point is, I don't know what you're talking about 15-year-olds not knowing, 14-year-olds not knowing about what's going on, because they do. And those who don't, obviously, didn't pay attention in health class, and they need to stay back. That's my point, is I definitely agree with what's going on.
That's my point, is stay in school, pay attention, so that you'll know that it's okay for a 40-year-old to fuck you.
See, the thing is what kids think is, I said yes. If I said yes, why are you reprimanding this adult? But that's, of course, little kids say yes. Little kids say yes to the dumbest things. That's because we as adults can convince you to do anything we want, because you're still dumb. You feel smart because you say things like, such as, but you're dumb. Sorry.
No, you're smart because this dude trying to fuck you tells you you're smart.
Right.
Tells you you're not like the other ones, and you...
You must have paid attention in health class. You're so smart.
Yeah. You know about fucking and shit? Yeah. That's awesome.
I got an A on fucking and shit. I wrote my fucking third grade thesis on fucking and shit.
Well, she did get a prize for knowing so much. She became pregnant about that time and has had, however you look at it, a 1-year-old now.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Didn't they teach you in health class how to use a condom? Were you paying attention
to
shit?
Not that it really matters, but what region of the world is this person from?
Someone will have to tell me. Yeah. I understand this dude's hanging out in our chat right now.
He is?
That's my point, is I definitely agree with what's going on. Thank you, Keith. That's pretty much all I have to say. Yeah. Be expecting a call.
Oh.
Bye.
She just threatened you.
Somebody got an extra blowjob that night.
Yeah, I got to expect a call. Probably not from your parents.
Right.
Probably not from them. Oh, well. So there you go.
Expect a call from the FBI and Child Services.
Mm-hmm.
Child Welfare.
I understand. Yeah, I have the phone calls on a different machine. So I understand maybe this dude was trying to call in. So if he's listening, feel free to call. Defend. But I did find it funny, I guess, that then he just started, as he's talking about this girl being dead, she's crazy. She ended up being Looney Tunes. Really?
Did she?
You and your buddies fucking a 13-year-old made somebody Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Turns out she didn't have her head screwed on right. Why does that keep happening to the 13-year-old girls I fuck?
Hey, what's up?
Why do they get all crazy on me?
You're on Keith and the Girl. What's up?
Keith.
Yes, I can tell your voice already. This is a Coconut. What's going on? Killer?
You've said in the past that all
How do you sound so gay and you're so into girls? I'm
that
sorry.
All someone needs to do to appease you is apologize, correct?
No, killer. That's not all they have to do. It's been a little misunderstanding about my apology joke.
Did you call to apologize?
Now, fill in, are you apologizing for the murder?
I'm apologizing for what I did 2 years ago when I wasn't mature enough to know that I'm not mature enough to make all the decisions in the world.
You do admit 2 years ago, you and this girl, that was wrong. Do you admit that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you seem to be unclear about what me and this girl did. 2 years ago, we were good
friends,
but we never had intercourse.
What did you have?
What did you have?
Sucky course?
Yeah.
What did you have?
We had a little fooling around.
Yeah.
Did she touch your pee-pee?
A little bit.
Yeah. What do you think that is?
Well, she was 16 at the time.
What do you think that is when she touches your penis?
Okay. Well, what's your point?
The point is we're not 13 and you can't trick us. We know what you did.
Sorry.
Okay, so tell me the story about this girl. How'd you find out she died? That kind of thing. Her friends called you?
Well, she's been unstable in the past, and she'd run off to another city, but she'd just gotten back, and she wanted to see Saw 5. And so on Friday night...
To see what? I'm sorry? Time,
she wanted to see Saw 5.
Saw 5. Okay. Is she old enough to get in?
on Friday night was the first time I'd really spent much time with her in a while, so I took her out to the movie on Friday night, and I took her back to her house at around...
You have the right to remain silent.
Sure, nice 9:30. Little date. Yeah, why not?
We hung out at her house until 11, and when I left at 11, she was fine. And overnight, her mother calls me and says, "Ashley's missing. Do you know what would have happened to her?" And I say, "I don't know."
Does the mom sound accusatory? I'm surprised that you're allowed in her life, but is it like friendly?
Why would her mother call you first?
Because, well, I'm not sure that I was first. It may have been the ex-boyfriend first that lived across the street, and then it may have been me, because she knew I was with her that night, pretty much. That's why she called me.
Why do you sound like you're filling out a report right now?
Because I've told the story about 20 times, so it's kind of getting routine, that's all, I guess.
Okay.
So then the mom calls you.
The mom calls me. This is about 4:30 in the morning, and so I tell her I don't know where Ashley is. And when I get up in the morning again, I'm worried about it, so I call, and this is about 10 in the morning, and that's when they tell me that Ashley has hung herself in the garage.
What do you think? Do you think it was foul play? Do you think she tried to hang herself? Do you think she was trying to do some kinky sex thing and died accidentally?
Well, for a while I've thought it was accidentally. She was trying to make a YouTube video and went too far with it, but now talking to some of her friends, I'm thinking it was on purpose because she'd done things like lock the garage doors and stuff like that.
Wait, was she videotaping?
The police say that nothing was recorded. I wouldn't be convinced unless I got to look at the computer myself, because I don't know how good they are at looking into, like, what was just recorded, but they're not going to let me look at it, obviously.
Well, I bet they can see what was just recorded. It's on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe.
She can't hide it.
Right.
She's dead.
If the computer was on for, like, 6 hours, it could have lost battery power or something like that. I don't know the whole story.
I think you don't know how computers work. Is this your one-year-old child?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How are you sure?
Well, because I never had sex with her.
Ever, ever? What about...
When she got the ripe age of 17?
No, we've never had sex.
Okay.
Why didn't you have sex?
Because when I was with her 2 years ago, I knew she was not the type of person that I was going to want to spend my life with and have a serious relationship with. And I wasn't into, I wasn't into doing something with someone I didn't care so much about. I know it sounds stupid. I don't know.
Who are you having sex with now?
My sort of ex-girlfriend. She's sort of, I've had a girlfriend for like 2 years, but in the past month, she sort of said, I might want to start. She's away at college, so she's like an hour away.
Oh.
She doesn't want to feel tied down.
A cougar.
Time out, by the way. You think that it was recorded? Did she, her computer, she brought it to the garage while she was jerking off?
No, she wasn't masturbating while choking herself. She was just strangling herself in a noose.
And the computer was there? The laptop was there?
The laptop with her webcam was there.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Why would people assume that maybe she was making a sex video? Why was that the first thing you thought of?
I think the parents... No, I don't think anyone thought it was an erotic asphyxiation thing. And I think the parents are feeling better if they think it was an accident.
So the cops call you up, I assume, right? You've said all this stuff to the cops?
Actually, when I heard about it, I called the cops first, and they asked me to come to their station, so I did.
Are you in trouble?
Yeah, are you in trouble for this?
A little bit?
They've already ruled it an accident officially.
Be careful, though. You know, what's that dude? One more thing. He always acts like he's on your side, these cops. I was like, I was just curious. I'm on your side, but you know what? One more thing. You're fucking under arrest.
Well, that's what people are saying, but I was careful. I made sure that I had people around me when I answered their questions, and then I was recording everything. And they pretty much asked me questions about what happened Friday night.
Why wouldn't they still be suspecting you? You weren't with anyone after you left her. Why aren't you still...
Well, I did see someone when I got back to my house at around 11:15.
Why is your timeline so exact? Keith, what did you do last night at 11?
I really don't know.
Jesse?
No fucking idea.
All right. That's normal.
I'll tell you what I did. I'll tell you what I did. Not murder somebody.
Let me tell you why. At about 10:15, I asked, when should I be leaving? And she said, you should leave by 11. My parents wouldn't like you around much longer than that. And so at 11, she pretty much said, it's 11, you got to get out. So that's why I know it was 11.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
How was the movie, by the way?
It was decent. I'm going to have, bad emotions about it from now on.
Right.
Because of
about
what happened.
Saw 5,
sure,
yeah.
That's kind of a buzzkill,
Saw 5's room.
Yeah.
How are you going to ever watch Saw 6?
That's right.
You know they're doing that.
I don't know.
Honestly,
it's not going to be easy.
Your life is tough.
It's honestly not going to be easy to see Saw 6. Well, I'll tell you, this is how she felt about it. It starts, this is a YouTube video. I guess it's, here we go.
And Nick.
Oh, there's our YouTube video.
Is that you and her?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's you and her. That's up on YouTube. We'll link to it on Keith and the Girl. Somebody already saved it by now, so it's not taken down. You can check it out.
Don't worry. It's not coming down.
Okay, I won't be.
How much do you like attention, Coconut, my dear?
I don't know why people think I'm doing this for attention.
You're not. He's doing it for pussy.
Why don't I change my forum name and start over? Well, because I'm a person. I'm a real person. I can't change who I am. And people will find me no matter what. They will. So trying to hide who I am and things I said that maybe I shouldn't have said, trying to hide that.
What do you do for a living that you're so crazy? What do you do for a living?
I work in a label printing factory during the day, but I'm working on a video production business on the side.
Oh, well, you're welcome about the YouTube plug.
So if somebody wanted to hire you for video production, how'd they go about that?
They would have to be in the area that I live.
What area do you live in?
Yeah, where in America do you live?
Keene, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
What's up, Keene, New Hampshire Police Department? Who's listening to this right now? What's going on, everybody? I don't think I've ever really talked to the cops before. This is exciting.
Live free and die, right?
Or die.
Or die.
Or die.
Well. Depends what day it is. Well, thank you, Coconut. You're an amazing person.
Well, I hope you guys don't hate me too much. That's all.
I'll come and visit you and press my nipples on the glass.
You're too old. Why would anyone hate you, Coconut?
Oh, I don't know. Because
don't
people
know.
Can't let things go.
Yeah,
that's
they
all.
Can't. That's once, right. One time I had a...
can't let things go.
I just can't get over child molestation.
I had a babysitter one time. I just had a really... You know, I just...
Get over it, Hemda.
I know.
Get the fuck over it. Everybody gets a thumb thrown in their ass once in a while. Move on.
We all grow up. I don't want to be judged for things I did 2 years ago.
That's right.
You know? Not
that's right. He did a lot of growing up from the age of 37 to 39.
All right.
Like most people.
Keep an eye on the cops, though. They're trickier than they act. That's all I can tell you.
All right, thanks for that advice.
Oh, he's
you better bone up on your law and order, motherfucker.
Bang, bang. Did you, how many, there's only been one night between now and then, obviously, right? Did you have weird dreams or nightmares last night?
It was Friday night over to Saturday, so it's been about 3 or 4 days.
Oh, he's over it by now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, you're going to clear, man. You got 4 days after this?
They're free.
Sure.
They give everything up after 4 days.
That's right.
They're done.
It's in the cold case file already, I'm sure.
All right, I guess drop a line when they bag you, but I mean...
You do get a call, right?
This is it.
yeah, I guess so. I'll give you a call, but, you know, I'm not expecting it because they... Listen, the family looked into it because they were suspicious as well, but, I mean, nothing points to me having done anything.
The family looked into it because they're their family.
Sexual intercourse with her when she was 14 and you...
No, not intercourse because she wasn't special.
Jesse doesn't listen.
Oh, okay.
She didn't learn
with
the,
her.
Right.
Fucking 20 minutes before she was
what is,
suspiciously.
What is that young age? What is, does the pussy sweeter? Like, to taste, I mean?
Jesus. The cops are listening in. Don't say shit.
Oh,
I've never tried.
What's that?
I haven't tried.
Oven fried?
No.
He said he hasn't cried.
Oh, he hasn't tried? Yes,
or
he
cried.
Did. Oh,
or
he
tried.
Ate
he's out. Cried a
all
lot.
Right. All right, dude. What can I tell you? Thanks for calling.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, you disgust me.
All right, Ben Vahoo saying, my alibi, 8 o'clock, went to a movie. 11 o'clock, dropped her off. 11:30, not killing a bitch. 12 o'clock, went home and showered. Wow.
Yeah, it's caused a little strange. Something's going on. My
yeah,
vote
right.
is for something
There
going
is
on.
No way that I could have been there because I was at the rope store.
you know what? This really makes me want to smoke. Jesse?
What?
I hear...
What?
I hear you turned a certain age and the movie's done.
All right. Yeah, you don't smoke cigarettes anymore. Congratulations.
Yay!
Let's all say congratulations. Drop him a line on his MySpace and say congratulations. It's always good to know. Just congratulations. But anyway, I got your present. Hold on. I'll find it later. I spent a lot of money. But anyway, congratulations on quitting smoking.
Well.
Yes, buddy. What is the deal?
To be fair.
Yes.
I'm still smoking.
I'm... What?
you saw me smoke.
But the movie, I guess they're redoing the smoking scenes in the movie. And then you're all... You got to overdub those, right? And you got to get your voice the right kind of gravelly. I've seen that done in Entourage and stuff. I know what that's like.
Well,
congratulations on about to quit smoking, my friend.
I'm pretty sure there's a sequel.
Oh, really?
So that's why I'm hanging
out. Oh, man.
No, I'm actually... What I kind of thought, like, I need, like, an event... To quit smoking, you know?
And your birthday passed. You're still doing
my birthday passed, so I can't use that anymore. But so what I think I'm going to do is this is what I'm thinking now.
New Year's
is no after the Vegas festival because I think I'm going to need it as a crutch.
Dude, come on,
when's
Vegas.
The Vegas festival?
November 20th through the 22nd,
2012.
No, this year. But like, because you know, Vegas is going to be fucking lots of no fun for me.
Why?
You know? Well, because I can't have sex with strippers, I can't gamble, and I can't drink. So like, I got there's no reason for me to go to Vegas.
You can't gamble.
I don't trust myself, so...
Have you ever tried?
No, but I recognize how I handle booze and decided probably
I think it's
not wise to...
Wow, Vegas really is going to suck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, I wouldn't be going... You know, like, I entertained the idea of going when I was drinking, but I recognized that it would probably kill me to go to Vegas, so I was like, that's not smart. And then in the subsequent years that I have not been drinking, I've thought, like... Well, what's the fucking point, you know? But the fact that there's this comedy festival and there's going to be a bunch of my buddies there, like, it will be...
You're performing, too?
Yeah. It's the TBS Comedy Festival. It's, like...
Okay, well, that'll be fun because a lot of people are there with you. That would be probably the most fun you'd ever have in Vegas. Otherwise, I really don't see the point of you going.
Oh, no, there's not, you know?
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But
if I quit drinking, smoking, all that, I think it's okay to redo in Vegas for, like, a weekend.
To just...
That's what I think.
To get a little pass on sobriety.
Salvia, are you Are you allowed to smoke salvia or not?
The fuck is that?
Yeah, it's fine. It's like grass.
It's like weed?
Kind of like weed.
Nah.
But you trip balls for 5 minutes?
Nah.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't think so.
Totally legal in the New York City.
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that weird? Keith did it, and a lot of people are doing it, and they're saying it's a lot like acid or mushrooms, and it's legal.
Is this new?
Supposedly new-ish. It's not new, but YouTube has made it a big deal because everyone's videotaping themselves and putting it on there.
It seems, it's like the, two girls, one cup. Is that new? Nah, they've been shitting in each other's mouths for years.
Yeah.
But it's just, when it came
since
out.
Since the dawn of time.
Right. Salvia just seems
since
to be
people
the,
have been able to shit, and people have had mouths.
But it's just become a big thing lately, so we recorded it. By the way, it'll take till tonight, actually, not last night, if you're wondering. Where's my Keith and the Girl TV featuring Keith and Mike the intern doing Salvia? Well, we got Keith McNally to do it as well, so that's being edited in.
By him.
By him. So we'll see. He redoes it. I'm fine! No, he was one of the best reactions yet, actually.
He also is really good about editing himself into videos because he understands what's funny still, even when he looks a little bit like...
He's on what I would equate to acid, and he still gives himself editing points. Like, blah, 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 I mumbled that. Well, anyway, I'm taking salvia. It's like, yeah, we all know.
So he did a second take?
Yeah, he did a second take. Meanwhile, he's in another universe.
Well, I also think he probably had a bigger response because he was drunk as well.
Oh, he was so drunk, too. Yeah.
He's not used to being on anything.
No. I had some kind of pressure, pushing against me. Your brother's girlfriend jumped into fruit stripe gum. And McNally was in Mario World. Some kind of Mario Kart world.
But doesn't that make so much sense?
All on my couch. All on my magic couch.
Wow.
Hey, speaking of your movie, by the way.
Yes.
And fucking and shit.
Yes.
You did your sex scene.
I did.
How? Oh. Tell me about it. What are you, are you really fucking this chick?
Did we know that you were going to have a sex scene?
Yeah.
I don't know if I knew that. Okay, wait. All the juicy details, please.
It was like one of the most unerotic experiences of my entire life.
But, really?
Yeah, I've gotten hotter sitting on the subway next to a fucking bag lady.
It's a sexy girl that you're making
out and stuff? She's very pretty, and
how naked are you guys?
She's significantly more naked than I am.
Okay.
She's got like a bra on and like kind of like half a dress or like an unbuttoned thingy.
Is this the countertop thing I think you were saying?
It's not a countertop. It's in a comedy club after the show.
Okay.
She's, we're like fucking on the stage kind of a thing. And it's just, it's like fucking stupid.
It's weird.
Why?
I was like,
I don't know. Like, I was expecting it to be like at least
fun.
Something, or like I, to be honest, I was kind of like, I don't know what this is going to be like. This might be weird, right. Like, given
because
my girlfriend
put,
and everything and all that shit. But like, no. Not at all.
You didn't have to put some kind of erotic emphasis from yourself into it?
You try, but it's just, I swear to God, it's just like fucking, it's acting. That's all, like, I was surprised, having never done it before, but like, I'm wearing like a flesh-colored diaper.
What?
And yeah, they put this like fucking, like, diaper on me.
Oh, because
you're naked? Well, from the waist down, and then like my pants were around my ankles,
Oh, wow.
And then she's on top of me. So like, I couldn't, so it was like that.
Is it a real sex scene, like, as opposed to like a funny sex scene?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, dirty, know? Like, but, it's lighthearted, if you will, but dirty.
Think
I
can jerk to it?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The answer's yes.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Yeah, why not? It's like, there's, like, open mouth kissing, but no tongue. It's like the way, like, a baby, when a baby fucking, like, goes, rah, 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 rah.
Why don't you guys use real tongue?
I don't know. Like,
did
I don't.
They tell
I've
you
never
not
done
to do
it.
Tongue?
No, but like, I started to kiss, and then I recognized that she was like acting, and I was like, "Oh, this is acting.
That's
we don't
weird.
Have to." Yeah, so it was weird. And then she just basically like, I'm sitting in a fucking diaper with 14 people in the room at fucking 7 in the morning, and she's just dry humping my diaper. And it's just
do you
like,
orgasm? Does she orgasm?
No.
In the scene?
No, it kind of it's like just mid fucking.
Okay.
So that's the whole deal, but yeah, it was like really fascinatingly just like any other fucking scene. Like
sorry I was, to hear that.
Oh, it's all right. And then like I'm sitting there like and she's on top of me, and then like they all cut, and we just like she kind of just slumps, just like still sitting on me, and then like the director comes over and like moves my hand, like replaces it on her ass, like that kind of thing. It was the stupidest fucking thing I've ever.
continuity.
Like, this is dumb. Yeah.
So wait, so it didn't do a thing for you, not there, not after, not thinking about it, not...
No, yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Like, I wonder if this is going to be, like, fucking, if this is going to skew my perspective on fucking, you know, whatever. But no, not at all. Like, I didn't even... It was just odd, you know?
Listen to
Was it weird kissing someone that you
No,
because
it wasn't even, like, kissing. It was really, like, just like... Ah, bah, bah, bah. It's just like...
Coconut knows what that's like. That's how they kiss. Ah, bah, fucking codfish.
Yeah. It was just like, I've had fucking sexier experiences at the DMV. You know, it was just like completely unerotic.
By the way, your brother's writing, you did your sex scene? Tell me about it. Wait, let me aim for the 6-in-1 key. This son of a bitch is picking on me because I jerked off sitting at the desk.
I heard about that.
And my keys are stuck now.
I did. I don't understand how you don't have control like that.
I super come. I don't just come.
You just it's like fucking just whack off roulette. You just see what happens. Just car.
My calm is like what was the movie? One of the Death Wishes, I believe, the great number 4. And at the end, he just takes a missile launcher and fires a missile into the bad guy's house and blows out the wall. That's how I come. I destroy.
But don't you recognize that that's going to happen? So you might want to like fucking.
I thought I had paper towels down. I thought it was all set.
What I like literally don't understand. Like, you actually, like, spread it out like newspaper the way somebody does with a puppy.
Exactly.
And then you just jerk off onto the paper. Like,
where was the paper?
Like that?
On top of the keyboard. Usually, I don't jerk off like this. Usually, I just enjoy myself laying
down,
whatever people do. I think
99% of the world does it into something. Like, so that it doesn't have the option of, like...
I usually catch it on my other hand, actually, and then I just wipe that hand off. That's usually how I do it. But this time was a freaky thing, but I'm acting like I'm fucking this video that I'm watching. So I'm standing up like I'm fucking her, and then I finish. Made it a little more virtual.
Who's the video?
Who was
it? Like YouPorn or something?
Yeah, I think it was Jenna Hayes, I believe. Some kind of lesbian thing, and I'm fucking the two lesbians. Now, it doesn't really make sense, virtual, because these two chicks are fucking each other. I don't know if I'm just taking my dick and throwing it into them. I don't know how it's working, but it did. And now
that had to be extra depressing.
I didn't
like,
know it.
Like fucking ejaculate plus 4 seconds, you know? Like, the 4 seconds after that happened, it's just like, yeah, I'm a loser.
Well, a lot of guys say it. They feel bad after they come. I'm the opposite. I put my hands in there. I go, yay!
Why do you guys feel bad after they come?
I don't know. That's what I hear. Most people do. And, like, they're a piece of shit, or something.
I don't typically, but I think I would if I ruined equipment of mine.
Well, I didn't know until a couple of days later, and like I said...
Like, you didn't even see... Like, you were just had no idea where it went, like in Something About Mary. You were, like, looking around for it. Like, what happened to the fucking ejaculate?
I thought the paper towel caught it all.
So there was just one drop that went
just
into the
one or two drops got into the 1 and 0 key and the 6 and 9 key, and then I would type in 6, and 69 comes up, and I really thought I got some kind of 69 virus that somebody thinks it's funny. From now on, your computer always types in 69, and then I saw 0 and 1 were stuck, and I put 2 and 2 together.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Actually, I put 6, 9, and 0 and 1 together.
You should take a lesson from Gallagher before you jerk off. Spread plastic around the room. That's how you're going to know. If you walk upstairs and Keith is wearing a raincoat and he's got his dick in his hand, stay the fuck out of here.
I do say that to Henda. I'm like, plastic in the first row.
Is it so crazy to, like, kind of miss?
Yeah, I don't see how it's possible. Like, at least
You never shot further than you thought. You never, like, aimed half off or something.
Not in the privacy of just me. I'm not.
Yeah, sometimes it dribbles off your hand. Sometimes you're smacking yourself in the chin. You don't know what's going to happen.
I think traditionally you jerk off into something, like I said, like a fucking.
A sock?
Well, yeah, like a lot of dudes use the sock or like a pair of boxer shorts or a fucking.
It's what?
Know,
it's
like
on
a
your
tissue
chest
or something?
On your chest or you're leaning over it?
Here, let me show you.
The leaning over things, I don't normally jerk off like this. That sounds
weird. I would
think
if I were to illustrate an example, it would be like this.
Oh, Mountain Dew bottles your dick. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what I heard, but all right.
You don't remember that?
By the way, your good buddy Ray DeVito was on, you know, some time ago, and he mentioned the great TV work that you guys did before.
Tell you what, you know, I continue to, you know, I call Ray the baby orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
Came home last night. the fucking towel rack is in two pieces. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
It's always just bathroom.
You know, just like it's just broken.
And do you say how it happened?
Well, like, I was jerking
you know,
off. And
he was already
control.
Asleep when I came home, and I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, it's like, did you ever see Clue?
Right.
That movie Clue?
Yeah.
You know how, like, by the time the sixth person dies in the movie, they just, like, they're just kind of, like, walking from room to room, and there's just no reaction on their face. They just, like, walk in, see the dead body, and just, like, yeah, well.
You're kind of done. You know shit's going to happen.
Yeah, when shit's broken in my house these days, that's what it's like. It's like, I just walk in, I see the towel rack lying on the floor in two pieces, and I'm just like, yep, all right, and I left. And then, so this morning, he got up before me and whatever, and now it's in two pieces, but it's, like, taped together with masking tape. Like, he obviously tried to, like, fix it so that I wouldn't notice and put it back up and then must have hung the towels on, and then it just came crashing back down again.
Yeah, I saw this show, How Clean Is Your House? And we people found it.
That's amazing.
When Ray mentioned
these
it.
Fucking nerds found that show.
It was on Lifetime, right? And these yes. British nanny type girls, ladies.
Did you ever try looking for it?
No. Shortly after I did it, I was really kind of like, I don't know why the fuck I did that.
Well.
So if you've noticed, I don't mention that I was on that show. Ray seems very proud of it.
Did you guys get any something from it, like not money or anything, any notoriety or any, because it was about three comics.
Was this going to be your guys' big break?
I always think like they push that on artists, like, oh, you'll be on TV, people will notice you, but I don't know that housewives are going, their house is disgusting, let's go see them live.
You know, there were people, yes, who did recognize us from it for a brief period of time. But yeah, strangely enough, that's what I should have put together at the beginning, is that the demographic of the kind of people that would be watching this fucking retarded show on Lifetime are not the kind of people that I want at my comedy shows.
They were at your comedy show and that's where you got recognized, or they
yeah, people saw me, like, you know, they'd see me live and they'd go, we saw you on.
Okay.
You know, that's stupid show. Yeah. It happened. But, you know, I mean, at the time, in fairness, I had, like, fucking shit going on at the time. It was, like, you know, whatever, 4 years ago or something. So, you know, like, I kind of figured, like, well, you know, it's TV credit, and I didn't really have any at the time. And
that's fine. We tried out for Queer Eye to try to get our show on TV. So.
Well, I'll fucking tell you this, because I don't think Ray ever sells this point enough. They fucking cast us in that show. I think that is extremely important to mention. We did not live
you're not
like
really
that.
The, oh, that...
What?
This house... This
not
house,
at all.
This house is beyond disgusting. It's called How Clean Is Your House? The title for his show is Cruddy Kings of Comedy. Very clever. There's brownies left out that's moldy with cigarettes sticking out of it.
Yeah, who
I
the fuck
surprised.
Puts cigarettes out in a fucking tin of brownies? You like, guys, we didn't actually do that.
You guys would get diseases living in that house.
Thank you. And here's what happened, right? Is that... What?
Ugh, that's even how more. Fake. How yeah. fake.
No. Actually, to be honest, it was kind of fun, to be honest with you, because what happened was, like, the three of us coincidentally were on a show somewhere on the Upper East Side, and this bullshit casting lady came in. You know, she casts, like, you know, just retarded reality shows, you know? And she comes in and she's like, oh my God, are you guys really roommates? And we're like, yeah. And she's like, because we're casting the show. And they actually put it on for Sweeps Week, because that's the week everybody pays attention. So they actually, because here's the thing, if you watch any other episode of that show, the people who live in those conditions, by nature of the fact that they live in those conditions, are fucking lunatics. You know, like, they're all very crazy. So, they don't make very good television in the sense that they're squirrely motherfuckers if they actually live in a place like that. So, what they wanted was they actually wanted some people who were entertaining. Uh-huh. And if you notice, like, we kind of run the show. In the other episodes, it's like that fucking sassy, you know, fucking British lady, you know, like, giving everybody shit. But in this one, it's like we kind of, like, ran the fucking, you know, like, we kind of wrote a lot of that horse shit. But they wrote all the dumb sketches and all that bullshit that
I did like your point. Then so you got to clean up for a little bit, even if it's just for camera. A mess that's not even yours.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? So they came over, like, you know, first of all, they were like interested in us, so they, like, you know, the lady was like, we'll be in touch with you the next day, and we, the three of us, were like, well, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to be on a TV show or whatever. So we had no idea what the show was. And then they sent somebody to come over, like a location manager or whatever, to check out our place. And they looked at it and they were like, yeah, this would work, but this isn't really dirty. Like, we need it to be fucking dirty. And so they said, like, look, we'd really like you guys to be on the show. And, you know, we'd actually – and we made this, like, deal, like, you got to show us doing stand-up. That's the only reason.
Good for you.
Because we wanted to, like, have it be –
Good. And they went for
some
that.
Exposure, yeah. And so
that's
they,
awesome.
But then they show a clip of Ray DeVito talking about fish, and then this fish tank that's all moldy gives it credence, like this show's real.
Yeah.
I guess, but so, you know what? If they're going to do it and take their time to do it, they might as well put their stuff on there.
I guess. Right. No, I understand that.
And we also kind of thought, like, in a way, like, at the time, I wasn't in at Gotham, and we kind of thought, like, hey, like, we can pick whatever club we want, and since they're doing a TV, so, like, I kind of thought, like, I'll fucking get in touch with Gotham and say, like, hey, this TV show wants to shoot us doing stand-up at your club.
Smart. That's really good.
So, you know, I was trying to play it from whatever angle I could, but, so, over the course of the next month, they told us, like, listen, whatever you think is too much, double it. Fuck up your apartment as much as you possibly can. Just whatever you... So for that month, it actually was, like, kind of a lot of fun to, like, live like that kind of a scumbag. Like, we would, like,
order Chinese
food,
stuff?
And then we'd, like, be halfway finished with the Chinese food, and they're like, you want this? And then, like, we'd throw it across the room to each other, like, the whole tin of Chinese food. Like, hey, you want... No? All right. And then, oh, I dropped it. Fuck. And then, you know, we...
You weren't, like, scared to get mice just because of that?
Well, we knew they were going to bring exterminators and whatever else. So, you know, Stork and I would finish a cigarette and then we'd just, like, flip it at the TV, you know, and just, like, leave it, you know, like, just shit like that. So it was actually, like, kind of awesome because when do you ever get to live that fucking crazy, you know? Wow. So we did that for a month. And then they came over. And then they didn't, like, I think Ray told you this, they didn't really clean the apartment. They just moved shit out of the fucking camera.
Yeah, they boxed everything and just hid it in a room. And then it's your responsibility to find your shit again.
Yeah. And so, and those two dickheads then, because I was on the road for like a month, like the day after filming, they threw all the shit in my room. And then I think Ray mentioned this, that when I come home a month later, I go to open the boxes and there's all my clothes in one box. Like, right. I'm trying to find everything. They just fucking threw shit everywhere. So, like, I lift up the, you know, pile of my clothes, and underneath it, all of a sudden, just this fucking plague of locusts come flying out of that box. I'm like, what the fuck is it? And I made out, they threw a fucking sack of potatoes at the bottom of the same box that just rotted on the floor for a month.
Those fruit flies you get my clothes. From potatoes. We had that problem for a second. We didn't know why we were having fruit flies.
I think we got them, by the way, from bananas that we bought in the store.
Okay, but same thing, though. That you're going to get... That's disgusting.
Plus,
it's your pain.
Plus, it's racist. It's fucking British people throwing a sack of rotten potatoes into my room. I don't think that... I don't know they did that on purpose, you bastards.
Was the show British?
Yeah, you dirty bastards. Or them? It was British, and then it, like, got bought and moved here.
But. And I like
Wait, so I'm sorry. What's the point of you guys making a huge mess, and then they throw all your shit in another room? And then they left that mess for you?
Yep.
They didn't clean it up then? They didn't send people to clean it up?
Well, I mean, they did scrub, you know? Like, they scrubbed out the stove and things like that. But in reality, like, if you look at the end of that episode, the place does look immaculately spotless in the places that they show, you know, that where the camera was angled properly.
So they cleaned those spots and then left
you with... Yeah, they cleaned those spots. And then, like, but if you look at it, it's like, yeah, sure, that kitchen looks really clean. But look for a toaster. There isn't one. And look for a garbage can. There isn't one. And look for a microwave. There isn't one. And that's the thing is, like, yeah, your fucking kitchen would look super clean if you didn't have any shit in it. But I fucking use a toaster, you know?
Right.
So they just threw all that shit in a box and tossed it on my bed.
Oh, my God.
You know, while they were fucking filming that part of the show.
The least they can do is, like, throw you $100 and be connected to, like, a maid service.
What do you guys get paid?
$50.
Yeah, it was like non-union horseshit, right. So I don't even remember what it was. It was like
unbelievable,
something like that, $200.
I do like his point. They're telling Jesse to clean up and stuff, and on the show, and Jesse says other shows they have gay guys come in and clean the shit for us.
Thank you. You know, and that's the thing is, like, I actually did watch it. I haven't seen it in fucking 4+ years or whatever. But when your nerds tracked it down, I did watch
it
for kind of old time's sake. And you know what? I had in my head that it was just unwatchable. But, like, I thought we actually came off kind of funny.
Well,
you
kind of...
A little bit funny.
I saw about a third of it, and I was getting into it. I could tell, you know, it was them doing most of the talking. But I'll tell you what. I don't know how you guys didn't know that the camera was on you for this. But these bitches are going around the house, you know, complaining about you, how you guys like to piss all over the place and things like that. And look out the window. And you guys, the three of you, are breaking into her car? Jesse Joyce is about to take a big cedar, but they caught you just in time. One of them, I believe it's Ray, is trying to, you know.
Yeah, see, that's
Jimmy.
The dumb
Jimmy.
Shit that they, like, insisted be in the script.
I don't know. It looked like you, and then you're about to take the cedar. But, like, at least wait till your friend gets out of the way. I don't know why you guys were...
The people, like, no, I guarantee you the same guy who wrote those little fucking retarded sketches in there is the same guy who wrote the copy that that the announcer does, like right. that whole
like this. This is a this is their sight gag.
Yeah.
It's a this sight will make you gag. Pip pip.
Yeah, yeah, and like you know, how many comedians does it take to change a light bulb? And like fucking just horseshit, stupid comedy.
So you'll find this, of course, on the forums. We were at London, by the way. I dug it.
Which, by the way, hang on. I want to get into that. But, okay. like, I did think it was funny. That's actually the one and only time. That's when I was drinking. If you,
I noticed.
Did you
yeah,
see?
I
had a beer in the thing. And Ray even calls me out on it. They said, are you going to keep the place clean? And Ray says, yeah, until Jesse goes on one of his Motley Crue drinking binges. And I don't even, like, I just go, yeah, well, yeah, pretty much. Like,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah. I was so totally like, yeah, that's the way it is.
It is fun to, you know, to see how they edit it. Like, I don't know, tell you not to touch the beer and it's just for looks because sometimes there's a glass missing, then the glass is there, then the glass is missing.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have a budget for continuity.
But I did. We did enjoy London very much.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you see any comedy shows while you were there?
You know what? What I did was I left an email for Jesse right before we left about what comedy place should we go to. And the problem is Jesse likes to use the phone, and that was the night before we left, and I can't use the phone once I'm in London. So he did leave me a very nice message, but
didn't get it?
I couldn't check it until I came back.
Oh, dear. And then I didn't send you an email to follow up with it?
I think when I got home. But it was okay. I mean, basically, we also had this guy, Mick, who wrote a stuff article on us in London. We had him kind of showing us around, and he mentioned the Comedy Store, which is what you mentioned. But we didn't think it's probably just like the Comedy Cellar here and, you know, Gotham, and you do have to have a reservation, and we didn't have it. We just decided to, like, show up. So when we showed up, they were completely booked solid. So down the block from the Comedy Store, there is a pub type thing, and you go, like, one flight up from through the pub, and they have another little bar and a room there where they do comedy and what looks like an open mic.
And it's not fair to judge, I understand that, but yeah.
Yeah, just, because if somebody would come here and go to Ha, I don't want them to...
Yeah, think that's what the American comedy scene is. Yeah. Sure. But I mean, did they at least wear their dresses pretty? Or, like, if the open mic are seeing, they don't have nice dresses yet.
We only saw two
people. It seemed like an open mic, but it was a booked show.
Oh, okay. So they actually could probably afford a decent prom dress, right?
But what was funny is, I don't know if you saw this, Keith, downstairs. When you first walk into the bar, it's obviously like a place that holds comedy like here and again, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there was like this weird, huge sort of poster, sort of bulletin thing up on their like half ceiling, half wall, like in the downstairs area, with pictures, like a collage of their comics. And like one of the bigger pictures was Ricky Gervais. Like there's all these guys, and Ricky Gervais can stop in here at any moment.
You never know.
He just never know. Hey, so like, I mean, was it like a big enough space? Was it like
it seemed for walking up the stairs, it seemed very basement-ish with a bar. Yeah. Don't you think?
So you would think that when the saxophone music started playing and they were running around chasing the girls and that would have probably been hard to
seemed kind of normal. But you know, is the only thing that disgusted you the comedy in London? Like, do you know about regular people? Did you like your time there? Or are you just disgusted with the whole
country? Listen, no. I think I've been very clear about the only issue that I have with the... I like the people, and I actually like a lot of the comics there, too. Like, I think there's really good comics. But I think, on average, what they think is funny, kind of stupid. And I just have a historical problem with them. But a lot of people did write me and apologize, and I do appreciate that.
On behalf of the country.
On behalf of the English, English history. Nice. A lot. Quite a few.
Really?
Yeah, I probably got 15.
Wow.
And for example...
Which was exciting.
Those are the apologies we accept.
Yeah. And by all means, yeah. Like, that was great. And, you know, like... And I actually got into, like, a really... just meaty, impressive fucking give and take with this one guy. I wish I could remember his name, because he was actually a really smart guy. If I had my email in front of me, I could. But yeah, like, it was back and forth for a while. We were having this little rat-a-tat about,
right,
about English history. Yeah, indeed. We had a row, if you will. But I think we accomplished a lot.
Remember the guy who did the MTV Video Music Awards, Russell Brand?
Uh-huh.
He got fired.
From what?
Being too funny.
You mean he's not now doing next year?
Every entertainer knows there's a fine line between offbeat and offensive. Do you know that? Every entertainer does.
You gotta look stupid, I guess.
If you say no.
I skipped class that day when we were talking about that.
Well, we're on the fucking in shit class, right?
Yeah.
Russell Brand has built a career walking it. But now, he may have stumbled. The wild-haired motor-mouth British comedian is renowned for risque routines, wrote a memoir recounting his drug and sex addiction, and called President Bush, quote, that retarded cowboy fellow while hosting MTV's Video Music Awards. He really does walk the line. These are great examples.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, Brand quit his BBC radio show after he and fellow performer Jonathan Ross were suspended indefinitely for leaving lewd messages on the voicemail of a 78-year-old actor. Also under threat is the reputation of Britain's state-funded national broadcaster, which allowed Brand's routine to make it to air. Quite frankly, if he was given permission ahead of time, which he was, to make these make crank phone calls that I'll get into,
wait,
then
he
that's
was
the end of it.
Suspended for calling an old lady?
For calling an old guy that's a famous actor. But regardless, well, okay. Let me explain. The calls by Brandt and Ross to actor Andrew Sachs, best known for playing Spanish waiter Manuel in the 1970s Britcom Fawlty Towers, have drawn more than 18,000 complaints. Prime Minister Gordon Brown called the comments inappropriate and unacceptable, and then said, now I have to go fight the dragons. Where are my knights? And the ad-lib...
This man insults me!
In the ad-lib messages, the pair claimed Brandt had slept with Sachs's granddaughter, Georgina Bailey, and joked that Sachs might hang himself as a result of the news. Bailey, a 23-year-old burlesque performer, acknowledged she did have sexual relationship with Brand, but said the calls to her grandfather were, quote, cruel. The duo made further calls to Sachs, in which they tried to apologize, but continued to blurt out lewd messages. The calls were recorded October 16th and aired on Brand's radio show 2 days later. They both, Brand and Ross, have apologized. I'm sorry that I upset Mr. Sachs, he said. He's 33 years old. He said it was a stupid error of judgment.
So wait, he did sleep with his granddaughter?
He did sleep with his granddaughter, called the grandfather up, I guess, and said, I fucked your granddaughter royally.
Oh my God, okay, wait, maybe that's not so funny.
BBC Director General Mark Thompson...
Why are you surprised that Russell Brand would do something that was not so funny?
He made a personal and unreserved apology. It was a gross lapse of taste by the performers and the production team. He said the pair would be suspended pending a full report on the affair. Brand later said he had decided to resign. Quite frankly, it doesn't sound like he decided anything. From his BBC radio program, which attracted 2 million listeners a week. As I only do the radio show to make people laugh, he says, I've decided that given the subsequent coverage, I will stop doing the show. I got a bit caught up in the moment and forgot that at the core of the rude comments and silly songs were the real feelings of a beloved and brilliant comic actor and a very sweet and big-hearted young woman. With a vagina the size of a house. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. I'm crazy.
Just look at my hair.
Right. I'll be on VH1 Stuff in America. Goodbye. Pip, pip. Am I fat enough to lose weight? No? Okay, what else do you got? Can I stand on a pole for 5 hours to win a peanut butter sandwich? I'll be on anything. Whatever you got.
What if you came and soiled my living room? Cleaned it right up. Perhaps I'll do that.
Something that didn't make it, by the way, in the Keith and Girl TV Salvia thing is that I'm high as a kite and I go to grab butane that I used for a lighter, to light the salvia in the first place, and I act like I'm going to drink it, and there's three dudes just watching me, and I go, that's a friendship test, and you'll fail. My asshole buddies, they don't care. It didn't make it in, but they really don't care.
Nice.
B. Jason did a special voiceover. You'll see that. I want to thank him. It's pretty cool.
Did we ever, by the way, thank Tech Andrew?
I don't know. Not publicly, I don't
think. We did, when we were in Israel, we did a show from the living room that we were staying in. And basically, we didn't have our setup. So we put cameras everywhere and just used the audios from the camera. But it was, a very big room. And the hollowness of the sound wasn't that great. We sent it to Tech Andrew, and he, cleaned it up as much as he could. And I'm not sure if we officially thanked him on the show, so thank you very, very, very much.
Yeah, three cameras that we just put around and...
And did it in such a quick way, and it was his, day off that he took to do it, and it was really sweet. Thank you.
And it really turned into something. Anyway, so big thanks. Jesse Joyce.
Yes?
It's jessejoyce.com is your website. You should check it out because you're very funny. We're done. Wow. I quit.
That flew by.
All right. If you're a murderer and something recently happened, call in. I don't know. JesseJoyce.com. Of course, the CD, Joyce to the World. I could just look at these tracks and fucking laugh. Tiny Towns.
Tiny Towns.
Tiny Towns, a classic. Number 22. Get the CD and listen to track 22. It's called Quit Smoking.
Quit Smoking.
I look forward to hearing that
one. Yeah. When was that recorded? 2005. Yeah. I was going to quit smoking then. I will. Don't you worry.
Any announcements, like where you're going to be or whatnot?
This weekend, I'm in Houston. I'm doing an APCA conference and a live conference. They're like college-y thingies. And then I'm going to probably stop by the Laugh Spot and do a guest spot there. And the following week, Saturday, I'm in Albany at some fucking fire hall.
Are you going to drive to Albany?
Yeah, I'm going to drive to Albany, yeah.
You are not?
Yeah, it's 3 hours.
Oh, wait, not from here.
From where? Did you think I was talking about Albania? No, I'm flying back from Houston, and then the following weekend I'm going to Albany.
I'm sorry, I heard Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not driving there. Okay, sorry.
Well, that's your own fault.
Let's start over.
That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Awkward. Albany, and then Vegas. I've already had some Keith and the Girl people write to me and ask me about the details of Vegas.
Oh, yeah, there's some meetups happening around your stand-ups as well. So go to the forums for the meetups and go to what's the best spot for your schedule.
I'm going to update the MySpace tonight when I get home. But the new website is going to be up and kicking probably next week. And it's going to be awesome.
Cool.
Is it still going to be about you?
Yeah.
I think it should.
Most of it, yeah.
Some about Russell Brand, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to have a subsection of...
All right.
I'm going to call Russell Brand's grandma and tell him I had sex with him.
Always a pleasure, Jesse.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You're one of the funniest, coolest guys I know. And if you get a chance to see Jesse live, go do it.
Oh,
there you go.
Sweet.
All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
See you.
Goodbye. KeithandTheGirl.com.